Okay, first of all, just real quick, if you can clear up the nickname, A.D., mm-hmm. is that from Adalis, or is that, where does that come from?
Your initials are A.T. No,
my
middle initial is D.
Oh, okay.
My middle name begins with a D, so it's A.D., like A.D. Thomas.
Okay, so that's where that comes
most
from.
Most people think is that. Most people call me A.T. Yep. That don't know, but mm-hmm. it's A.D.
All right, so you've heard it. It's on the record. It's A.D. A.D. Thomas.
Yeah, all right. A.D. Thomas instead of A.T.
Okay, great. So you've had a few weeks now to be in the off-season program here mm-hmm. and get to start to know some of the guys, some of the coaches. First impressions?
Great. I mean, great group of guys, you know, real tight guys, work hard, and the coaching staff is great. You know, always looking the way to make you better. And willing to listen. And so, you know, that goes a long ways. So a lot of people are stuck in their ways, but they're always willing to listen, so it helps out a lot.
Any differences that jump out at you from Baltimore to here?
I really don't try to compare, you know, because two totally different organizations. But, you know, if you ask, it's different things in different areas, you know, pros and cons on both sides. And so it's just, you know, I'm here now. You know, I try to leave Baltimore behind, and it's done, it's over with, part of the past, but, you know, it's always be a part of your memory. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just coming here and just trying to really be like, you know, four fingers. You know, you don't want to be the thumb. You don't want to stick out, try to get in with the guys and work out and run and get that chemistry going.
Speaking of four fingers, this organization has three rings that they can put on three fingers. Mm-hmm. And with your addition and many of the other offseason acquisitions in the draft, a lot of people are talking about a fourth ring for that fourth finger. How hard is it to stay focused on one workout at a time, one mini camp at a time, one game at a time, when you hear all this talk surrounding you about the expectations for this team this year?
Well, I mean, that's why you're a professional. You know, that's what your job is to do. You know, it's always going to be almost every team has that same goal, is to put a ring on their finger. And so, you know, you really have to really take it in as, you know, you got to get ready for the Jets. You know, that's your main purpose, is you're ready for the first game. And after that, I always take it one game at a time. I don't even know who we play after the Jets. And so, you know, I don't really get caught up in the hoopla, the expectations or anything, because people are going to jump on and off the bandwagon. And everybody has 20/20 hindsight. And, well, I knew the team wasn't going to do this. And, you know, it's always that criticism. And rightfully so, in one way or another. But, you know, you just really go in and you focus on your job and the task at hand. And, you know, it's just really trying to be the best week in and week out. And then as you go into the playoffs, there's no need to go into the playoffs if you're not going to win it. But I think you can't let the playoffs beat you in the first part of the season. You know, you just really have to go in and be your best week in and week out, and the rest take care of yourself.
You looking forward to camp?
I don't know about looking forward to camp. But, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to know the guys, seeing how things go so you can really get comfortable. You know, it's a new system for me. Learning the defense and everything like that. So I'm a little anxious to get in there to see how they're going to be, to learn it, you know, after you learn something and now you got to learn something new. So it's probably going to take a little time. It shouldn't be too long, but it'll be different, and I am excited and ready to go to camp and get it out the way.
It's been a busy offseason for you. You've had to move, obviously, mm-hmm. from Baltimore up to here. How has that transition been just in your –
It's been a tough transition. You know, my home won't be finished till like June, and so I'm living in a hotel every week I come here. And so my family comes up sometimes, sometimes they don't. So I've traveled quite a bit. I think I flew about probably 40 times in the last 2.5 months. And so that's a lot of flying. So mm-hmm. I look forward to really getting here and getting settled and just being settled in and being able to relax a little bit.
And getting some rest.
Getting a little rest.
Yeah. You had your football camp recently.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went great. You know, the guys came down, all access Patriots came down, did a great job with the guys coming from my dad's church and the other church down there. Did a great job. Set a record, 881 kids, the biggest one-day camp in the state of Mississippi ever. Great time. You know, the guys had a great time. Went out and had a great time on the field, and we took them fishing. You fed them and everything, and so it really meant a lot, you know, to see the kids really have fun and relax and really let their hair down and don't have to worry about anything that's going on, like in the world or all the bad things that may be going on in their life.
Last question. I know you had quite a substantial charitable background in the Baltimore community. Mm-hmm. Once you get established up here, do you have any plans to do anything similar? Because I know chess was one of the big things that you
were involved. We played chess. We did numerous things there, but I think one of the things we're going to do here is we're reading to kids, I think, next Wednesday out in a school out in Providence, out in Rhode Island. We're reading to a junior high class out there. But we always, well, no matter where I am, we always do some kind of charity event. And, you know, I won't wait till I get, like, really settled here. Just start up something as time goes on, and it allows me to have more time as you learn the system. And as you get acquainted with the area, you got to find out what fits you, because there's a lot of great charities out here, but all of them don't fit, you know, what you do. And so you really have to sit down and kind of do your research and do your due diligence to make sure that it's a great fit and that you're not overwhelming yourself.
Great. Adelis, thanks for the time, and we'll see you at June's minicamp.